This is another Patreon bonus episode. Today we're talking to gun expert Caliber Obscura. He's going to be telling us why he thinks the weapons used in a recent neo-Nazi propaganda video are actually airsoft weapons, so they're not real, they're fake guns. All right, mate. So there's this weird video came out from this, you know, Fission, this Atomwaffen dissident group. And in the video, they're saying, like, all sorts of... They're trying to... I think what they're trying to do is pretend that they're on the front line in Ukraine. Now, they might be in Ukraine, but they certainly don't look like the front line to me. And they're holding these weapons, right? Like assault rifle or whatever. But you reckon they're not real, right? Now, they've come out and said on their little Telegram Nazi chat, like, oh, they're lying, like, Jake and Caliber is wrong. Like, so what's going on? Why do you think they're airsoft weapons?
Yeah, well, there's two parts to that. The first thing is that they've also released some images with the video. So before the video came out, they released a couple of pictures, very Islamic State style of, you know, the guy with his AK and the skull mask. Obviously, fairly professionally taken, the pictures are. And that image first, just before the whole video, is... just such a clear giveaway, because there's certain features of that quote-unquote AK-74 that just are completely different to any AK-74 that you'll find anyone in Ukraine using, whether the separatists or the government side. You know, they've all got pretty much a fairly limited range of AK-74s that they all use. And as has been noted, it's got these little zip ties on the front, which is a weird one. But then again, it could be the Ukrainian flag. I don't know. When you're looking at the front of the weapon, it's got what you'd call a gas block and front sight block combo. So usually they're completely separate.
What is the gas block? I've heard someone on Twitter was saying about it. One of the 3D gun guys was saying about it. What is the gas block? I don't know fuck all about weapons, to be honest.
Well, in the context of the AK, I'm trying to think of a good way to explain it. Let me have a... I can't explain it too well. In a non geeky fashion. Well, you know.
That's the best way.
Yeah, so... So, yeah, I don't need to explain the mechanics of it, but let's just say when you have the barrel, you will see on all the AKs another tube above it. Where that tube ends and meets the barrel, that's, you know, where the gas actually is vented from the barrel into the gas tube, that's the gas block, essentially.
Okay.
Without going into the technical detail. But the key aspect to that is that the front sight block, which is obviously the front sight block on its own, is separate from the gas block on a classic AK-74 that you see in Ukraine. However, the gun in this image is combined. Now, that will happen with American AKs, and I think probably a few, you know, other produced models, but that isn't the case with almost any gun in Ukraine. And it is technically possible they could have purchased a part from the United States and changed it, but that I've never ever seen that in Ukraine before. The next aspect is the front end of the gun. The muzzle device is very similar to that like you'd find on a M16 or an M4. It's a standard birdcage flash hider, as they call it. That's very out of place on any standard AK-74. So you've got those two things, which don't necessarily 100% guarantee what it is. But, of course, we've now found the exact airsoft AK-74, which meets every single part of that, from the handguard to the rail on the top, to the muzzle device, to the gas block, front side block combo. It's exactly the same. So it would be a massive coincidence if they just happened to configure their rifle to be exactly the same as an airsoft rifle, minus, of course, the stock, which you can change quite easily.
Right, and when you say, you know, we've found it, what do you mean you found it where? What, like online? You saw a website, right?
If you just search airsoft AK-74, you can see that model of rifle just right there. I think they call it a AK-KTR... CYMA, which is a famous airsoft brand, CM040J. Meaningless string of numbers, but if you look at it, it's exactly the same in terms of the front sight block and in terms of the muzzle device. So the only thing that could have been changed is the stock, which is, again, very easy to change. So it's not something which is, you know, you can't 100% guarantee it unless it was taken apart, but that is incredibly suspect. So that's for the first image coming out. Now, if we move to obviously the video of the guy standing and ranting, there's a few aspects which really obviously stand out for anyone that's looked at AKs enough times. The first thing is, as you've already tweeted about, is the rear of the weapon. Very obviously, there should be two pins for a weapon with a fixed stock, not three. Three pins is only for a rifle which has got a folding stock. It would be completely evident and also completely stupid to somehow replace the original folding trunnion with a fixed one, but still keep the three pins.
Sorry, what are the pins for? Like, maybe explain why, because I don't know why it's stupid. You know what I mean? Because I'm stupid. So what is it?
No, it's just basically someone in Ukraine who wanted to, for some reason, change the stock on his AK wouldn't be, you know, it's basically impossible for them to change the trunnion and make all these changes just to get a fixed stock, which is, there's no point in it because you want a folding stock anyway, it's more compact.
Especially on a front line, right? Like, you just fold it down and off you go. Like, to be honest, most of the time they don't even have the stock extended out there. I see them with it folded all the time.
Exactly. But what it does, it's just a feature of Russian AK-74 production, that every single Russian AK-74, which is what they use in Ukraine, will have the two pins if it's a fixed stock and the three if it's a folding stock. Now, when it comes to airsoft rifles, of course, these rivets slash pins, whatever you want to call them, they are a lot more cosmetic. You know, you include them because they're right for the gun, but they don't have the same significance in terms of airsoft rifles, to the best of my knowledge, which is where, of course, we can see there's various airsoft rifles which will have the three pins but a fixed stock, just because, they want to save money in the production and in the tooling of the rifle, so why not in that sense? So that's fairly obvious, but we also want to address, there's been a few other fascist people on Telegram saying that, oh well, actually, you know, here's X example of this AK with three pins but a fixed stock, here's this example of this AK. Now, the point that's always bringing up is that these guys aren't taking into account the fact that if they are in Ukraine showing off examples of American civilian-made AKs made in the United States does not apply, because this is a, you know, in Ukraine, they will not use American civilian AKs. And I've also seen people claiming, oh, well, some of the newer Russian civilian AKs have these three pins but a fixed stock. Correct, but the receiver is incorrect. And also, since a good few years now, they can't import any of these rifles. You know, Ukraine cannot get these rifles into the country from Russia anymore. They're in a state of war. So it's just nonsensical. But what makes it even, you know, it's of course, again, very niche, but what makes it even clearer is if you move along the gun, at the end of the gun, the muzzle device. The muzzle device is of a style that was only ever used, I think very, very late AK-74 had them, but not this style. Only ever used on rifles which are much newer than those shown in use in Ukraine. It's an AK-74M style muzzle device. And also, there is, on an AK, on the bolt carrier, which is, you know, how best to explain non-technically, where the charging handle is, the charging handle is attached to the bolt carrier. There is a noticeable small bump or a line on most pictures. It just looks like about halfway down the bolt carrier when you're looking at it, which is a feature of AKs for, you know, has been since the AKM, which is prior to the AK-74. That is also isn't there on that gun. So one or two of these things on their own could be odd, but, you know, maybe there could be some explanation for it. But all of these things together make it look only like it could be an airsoft gun.
Right, if you get like one or two bits, it's like, maybe. Because the airsoft guns, like for anyone that doesn't realise, they're made to look very real. But like you said, all of them things come together, and allegedly in Ukraine, I don't think so.
Exactly. And then, of course, the smoking gun on it is when my friend Armory Bazaar, credit to him, found that exact model of airsoft gun, which has every single feature of the gun they're showing off. And it's even as clear as, I don't know if you're looking at it, and obviously this is audio, so people can't see, but the top cover is a very obvious different colour to the receiver.
Yeah.
It's clear as that. The muzzle's the same. The stock is the same. The weird bulgy furniture, on the handguard, which is a bit strange, is also the same. And I could actually go on. There's actually more features than that, which I'm noticing. But the point is it really does look like these guys are LARPing quite strongly. And also, we do see a couple of other guns in the video. And I'm not entirely sure, but some things about those look suspect. You know, the handguards just look a bit wrong. And the bolt carrier just looked a little bit off. So we can't absolutely determine technically that any of these are airsoft rifles until we can handle them and take them apart. But it seems to be incredibly likely that they're just fooling around.
And another thing as well, so the first video that this Atomov and Fission dissident group released, they're firing loads of weapons. They're clearly in the US in a forest somewhere. Well, I don't want to say clearly, but it looks like it. And the weapons they have, there's one that's actually illegal even in America, the way it's set up. And, they're firing like fuck. They're like, yeah, check us out. Trying to look like pure terrorists. That's what they want to do. That's their image. Then all of a sudden, this next one, they're not firing a single round. Yet, allegedly, they're on the front line in Ukraine. And now, that added with, this looks like airsoft. It just, something is not right there, Like, I don't get what they're doing, but it certainly isn't right. But they say they're going to prove, that they're real. Like, how like what, fire it? I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We don't know that every single weapon they show in that video is airsoft. We don't know. We do know that at least two of them look very likely to be airsoft. So that's a possibility. And also, who knows, maybe in the time between filming that video and the next video coming out, they have actually managed to find themselves a relay K, which, if they are in Ukraine, is very, very easy. It seems so stupid that if they are in Ukraine, they don't have access to actual firearms because there's plenty of them around. We don't know. Maybe we're going to get magically proved wrong, but I don't think we're going to see at least these two weapons, which we've discussed, going to be being fired. Maybe they're going to shoot something. But that's going to be something new if they do prove it.
Yeah.
And it's interesting the effect that it's had, because Yossi tweeted about it, and it seems that a lot of these Telegram channels, they're having sort of quite interesting discussions, and 90% of the people are saying, oh, they're fake, but there's some people which are still holding out, and it's a lot of people don't seem to think, apparently, whether, are they just alphabet boys or it's got an interesting bit of controversy in the local Nazi community.
Yeah, I mean, it's so, one of them messaged me and was like, I'll fucking kill you. I get these death threats from them and shit. It's like, all right, mate. But then they started going on about the weapons. Like, how, like, you fucking idiot. And I was like, that's what it's really about. And I thought, you're a little bit too angry for it. If they were real, you'd just be like, fuck off, man, they're real. You know what I mean? But the fact they're so angry makes me think, you've been found out.
And as far as I can see, the guy in the picture, which, on the still images, which, by the way, I think he's up on the top left of the video.
Yes.
With his very, very clearly airsoft gun. It's just such a weird configuration. For me, I know I'm rather sure that's an airsoft gun. Again, I don't want to be 100% sure, but let's assume it is. None of the arguments which I've seen or have been linked to of people discussing this are defending that one. It's just the one which the guy is holding. So it's like they're not even attempting to defend some things. And it's like the blurred Azov patch. Like, what are you trying to go for there? It's obviously Azov.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, exactly. We should explain that. That's another thing. Like, so in the video, there's, for anyone that hasn't seen it, you can see it on my Twitter, like on Calibre's Twitter. Basically, there's this fucking patch of Azov Battalion, this openly far right militant, you know, volunteer group now under the fucking umbrella of Ministry of Interior in Ukraine. Anyway, yeah. So the guy in the video has this patch on his arm. Now, it's muted, so it's like the green kind of colour, but it's the old Azov patch. Now, that is only for frontline fighters, or like I said, you know, I found it on eBay for like $2 or something. So they blur it out, but obviously you can see it. So it's like they're clearly trying to send some signal. They're trying to say like, yeah, we're associated to Azov, but trying to make it look like they're hiding. It's already, you know, they're up to fuckery. Like, they're already hiding. You know what I'm saying? It's or signaling. Like, the whole thing stinks, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting one. And who knows? They might well come out and say, oh, actually, we do have some real firearms and here's us shooting them. But that doesn't change the fact that their first video, however well videoed and well shot it is, which it admittedly is, it looks good, doesn't make the fact that it looks like they're LARPing. And I doubt they're very happy that people have noticed that.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, because this is why it's so weird. But here's my theory on it. So, like I said, in the first Atomwaffen fishing dissident video, they have very clearly real firearms and they're well armed. In this one, it looks like airsoft. So my thoughts are they're trying to make themselves seem bigger than they are. And some lads in some part of America were like, "Hey, we'll do this little thing here." And you know what I mean? Like, we'll do this for you. So almost like franchises, you know what I mean? And this franchise fucked up. I don't know.
And it seems to be there's a lot of it based around Russia, and yet they're supposed to be in Ukraine. So if you're true Ukrainian patriots, why is your channel so focused around? I mean, there could be some Russians. You know, it's hard. As far as I know, it's quite a lot harder to get a rifle in a lot of places in Russia than it is in Ukraine. So you don't know. But the thing that doesn't add up, as you've quite rightly said, is that if they are in Ukraine and on the front line, then certain things would just fall into place that would make it obvious it was legitimate, and they just don't. So.
Yeah, right. Like, I've been on the front line in Ukraine God knows how many times. It's very easy to prove you're on the front line in Ukraine. Now, I see some people saying, like, oh, well, maybe they're not trying to show that. And I think maybe, you know, they don't openly say we're in Ukraine. They say that, like, oh, Ukraine freedom fighters, blah, blah. And they also talk about Zelensky's recent thing, you know, like, Zelensky has made this weird deal with Russia where they'll pull people off the front. And in reaction to that, Azov have tried to recruit again. So this group clearly knows what Azov is up to, and they touch on it without actually saying it. So the whole thing is like, you know, inferring the whole thing. It just, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, it's very fishy, man. It's very.
It's an interesting group, and there's also some really interesting psyops. So, you know.
Well, a lot of people think they're feds. Yeah, a lot of people think they're the feds. I'm still slightly in the mind that it's so before this, the dissident video came out, the first one where they're firing the illegal firearms, like a week before that, Atomwaffen, like the original group, released a video with James Mason, their little like Nazi old man leader, and basically saying like, we're going to behave now, we're going to stick to the law, like they're clearly spooked. And then this video comes out where they're using like an illegal weapon. So I was like, well, this is clearly them. But they're pretending to have a dissident group, in my opinion, to kind of say, no, it's not us that did this, Mr. Policeman. It's this weird group. We don't know who they are. They're just using our name, you know. But the longer this goes on, the I'm in a few of the chats, and generally all of them are like, fuck these guys. They're a phony group. I don't know, man. It's the whole thing is so strange.
It's a funny one. And just, you know, there isn't too much more to say on it. We've gone over it. But while I was researching some of this airsoft stuff, I actually found on Inform Napalm, which you'd know about, on their website, that November 10th, 2016, the Russian FSB announced that it detained alleged members of a Ukrainian saboteur group in Sevastopol who were going to attack military facilities in Crimea, according to the FSB. And they showed off some weapons from these apparent terrorist raider Ukrainian bad people. And looking at the guns, their airsoft rifles. And the most funny thing is that this exact model, I think this is exact model CM040J airsoft rifle, was used by the Russian FSB to pretend they were Ukrainians attacking them.
Are you serious?
When it actually wasn't. Yep.
The same one in the dissident fishing video.
Mm-hmm, indeed, yeah.
That is very interesting. Is that just because it's a very popular airsoft gun in Russia or what?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's just popular in general. But I've just linked it to you. But I guess if you Google search AK-74, it comes up quite high, and maybe that's just what the FSB did. But I thought that was interesting.
That's very interesting. That is really throwing a spanner in the works. I didn't know that. I'm going to look at this. All right, mate. Tell us what else you've got coming up. You know, I've been looking at the website. I've not seen any new articles for a little bit. What's going on?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm a busy boy. Yeah. Well, I've just been very busy. I've got a lot of articles I'm working on. There's one on ISIS in East Asia, which is just so big. I've been working on it for probably over a year. That's going to cover literally anything, hopefully, you can think of in terms of their arms. I'm working on something on ISIS in the Homs, the desert of Homs in the Badaya there. I don't know how to pronounce it. Crop that out. The guys that have been raiding the regime forces in Syria. Mm. That's the two standouts, but there's a few other ones in the mix. But it's just been, I've had a lot less time than I had this time last year, so it's been hard work for me. But I'm still working on it. Hopefully, those two will be out before Christmas, but I doubt it. Because, it's just a lot of research. I'm still doing what I'm doing, and the attention has been interesting.
Excellent, man. Yeah, no, you're doing great work. Where can people find you if they don't already know?
Yep, so it's at Caliber Obscura on Twitter. Caliber with the R-E at the end, Obscura, like Camera Obscura.
The correct spelling.
And it's caliberobscura.com.
Brilliant. Thank you, mate.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.